Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Welcome to the NAIA National Tournament. We're in Sioux City this afternoon at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena as we get set for the opening round matchup. Hastings College getting set to take on Maine Fort Kent here this afternoon as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, it seems like it's been a while since we've been on the floor, but I'm sure you guys are anxious for the national tournament to get underway.
Well, we are. It does seem like a long time since that last ball game. But then I was thinking last year we got eliminated on Thursday before in the conference tournament. So we had about a two-week layoff then. And so we're just anxious to get on the floor and start playing ball again.
How has the wait been? Obviously, you practiced a couple of times in there.
Well, we took quite a bit of time off at the end of the week, and Lindsay's been sick. She's had a sinus infection, and Alicia, those post players get a little tired of running up and down the floor. So that was the nice part is we took about 3 days off in the first four and then came back and had a couple good workouts. And, I think we're ready to play. We'll find out when we hit the floor 1:45.
Coach, you come in as the number one seed, the number one team in the nation. Any added pressure this time around?
You know, it's a different feel. I was visiting with Mike Power yesterday, and we were both talking about the first time we got our team in and, how the athletes kind of walked about 4 feet off the floor, and there was just a sense of awe and so forth. And now we're on the other side of it where it's coming in. There are expectations. There's a lot of pressure in being the number one seed. So I think we're having a good time so far, but there is that sense of we have – things to do down here, and anything short of a certain level will kind of tarnish a very good season.
Anything but easy, I think, in the national tournament. We might have an easier first-round opponent, but seven out of the top 12 teams in the nation are on half of the bracket, so we'll have to battle some of the top ones.
You know, I think that's not a bad thing in the sense. So last year we really had to be focused for every ball game. We knew we were playing a great team every night out, and I think that helps you get over that. You take somebody for granted, you look ahead, all those things. Then all of a sudden you get out of a rhythm because you're not playing very well in a ball game. Then maybe a little panic sets in. So that's not a bad thing. I think in the big scheme of things, it's not a bad thing.
I think two of the teams that beat us are on half of the bracket, too, in Black Hills State and the College of the Ozarks.
Well, in the good news is with both of those that we wouldn't run into them until at least the Elite Eight round or the semifinal round. But I look at it as in this first game, we're playing a team that's the number one defensive team in the country. The second round game, both of those teams played Morningside twice and split with them, so you've got a quality opponent in that second round. And then you get to the third round, and we're watching the ball game right now with St. Francis, who's the number two seed in it, and they're a very athletic team. So it's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a great challenge every night out, and everybody's going to pose a little different problem and a little different matchup for us.
Coach, last year was our rebounding, our free throws that really propelled us into the championship ball game. Is that what it's going to take again this time around?
Well, it's going to start with our defense, same as it has all year long. And I think, and we've talked about this all year, we've got to be able to shoot the ball. And, you don't want to go in and get into a cold streak in the national tournament and then allow teams to double you in the post and really take away that inside game that's been so effective. So if we get the execution and the finishing on offense, we play the defense that we've been playing, and we can get some offensive boards, well, then we should be in pretty good shape.
What sets this team apart from maybe the team you had down here a year ago?
I think this team plays together a little bit better. I think last year's team was a very good defensive team as well. I think we shot the ball not quite as well. This group just really knows where each person is. They know where each person's cutting. They're really helping on defense, I don't think it's a big difference. I mean, last year's team got to the national championship games, but what has happened all season long is a very focused, very concentrated, very disciplined attack all year long, and it's worked for us pretty well up to this time.
Maybe one big difference, the emergence of Alicia Stadler. She has really come on, I think, here at the end of the season.
Well, and I think our defense, when we talk about things that we do better defensively, it's just simply that idea that we're a better shot-blocking team than we were a year ago with Alicia. So consequently, when teams beat us, they don't get that layup that they got last year, or even sometimes the three-point play where we try and block the shot and end up with a foul. And she's really stabilized our defense. And then you talk about the defensive boards. Her and Lindsay do a tremendous job of getting everything in the short rebound area. They've been very, very good at that. And Alicia's really had some big rebounding games here lately, 10 offensive boards in the last ball game. And so she's been, we knew she was going to have a good year, but she's been better than we anticipated.
All right, it's Maine Fort Kent here in the opening round of the national tournament. We'll come back and talk about the Bengals as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. His Broncos in Sioux City here this afternoon, the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. Coach, the team we see today, 19 wins, 8 losses on the season in the northern part of Maine. How difficult was it to find out info about Maine Fort Kent?
You know, it's interesting. When I was talking to their coach about exchanging film, he said, well, we're so far out here that overnight express takes 2 days. So, they've got a long trip. This is their third national tournament in a row, though, and their third conference championship. They're the number one defensive team in the nation. They hold teams to 50 points a ball game. So it's a team that they'll keep themselves in the ball game, and that's the biggest concern, is they keep themselves in by playing great defense, and suddenly it's a 1 or 2 point ball game with 3 minutes to go, and then anything can happen.
I think they play a different style. They give up the 50 points per ball game on defense. They only score 64, but that is in the upper half of their conference as well. So, you never can tell when they get down here what kind of style they want to play against.
Well, in watching the film, they want to run. They've got a couple of very quick guards. They have a post player that really has a knack at getting post players into foul trouble. She makes a lot of fakes, does a lot of twists and turns and so forth. So, I think one of the big keys for us is if we can get out and get a lead early and make them have to play from behind, which is not something they've done a lot of this year. They've been pretty dominant in their league overall. And see if we can put a little pressure on them to have to hit some shots from the perimeter.
Yeah, they got three first-team all-conference selections on this team, so this is not going to be easy. I think their leading score average is right around 17 points per ball game.
She does, and again, Alicia will have the job of trying to contain her in the post. We're going to try to not help initially and just stay straight up on everybody, but if we need to, we can go to our 25 defense where we do a little bit of floating and do a little doubling on the post. But, we're going to be better off if we can stay away from that defense.
What's your biggest concern as we get ready to face this team today?
Well, anytime a team plays great defense, like I said, they keep themselves in the ballgame. They don't do anything special on defense. What they work hard at doing is always keeping their body in front of you, make you shoot over the top of them, and then get the box out. They're also the sixth best defensive rebounding team in the country, so you don't get a lot of second-chance shots against them, and that's where, one of the keys we've got to do is get into transition and see if we can break them down in the open court, get them a little off balance, not let that defense get set up, and see if we can get some easy baskets that way.
Okay, collect today.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. The starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Maine Fort Kent today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics, ranked 75th best value college in the nation, and number one in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a Best Buy in College Education by Barron's. Most importantly, Hastings College is known for its dedication to its students. Find out why you belong at Hastings College. Check us out at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. For the 10th straight year, the Broncos are here in Sioux City to wrap up a regular season. And Hastings College hoping a national championship in store here for the 2009-2010 campaign. It'll open up the NAIA National Tournament this afternoon with a game against Maine Fort Kent. The Bengals and the Broncos getting set to go at it here in just a couple of minutes in Sioux City. Hastings College has had a fantastic season. They will enter the national tournament on a 9-game winning streak here today. The Broncos are sitting at 30-3 on the season. They finished 17-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, won the regular season championship, also won the GPAC postseason tournament, as the Broncos took care of Northwestern in the championship ball game by the score of 81-70. Hastings coming in, a team averaging 78 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 60.5 on the defensive end. The opponents here today, a team out of Fort Kent, Maine, in the upper northern part of Maine. Their overall record is sitting at 19 wins and 8 losses on the season. They actually won their conference, the Sunrise Conference. Their conference record was 11 wins and 1 loss. Maine Fort Kent coming off of its third straight Sunrise Conference championship. But they have suffered just one conference loss in the past two seasons. So it's a team that is very competitive in the northeastern part of the United States. But when they come here to the national tournament, they seem to be slightly outmanned. In fact, this is their fifth appearance in the national tournament. They have been here four previous years. This will be their third year in a row. And you take a look at their history so far in the national tournament. It's not been very good. They are 0-4. And the Maine Fort Kent has been outscored by an average score of 88-38 in those four ball games. So they will have nine players here. They have nine players on their roster, and they'll take on a Hastings College team that is probably playing right now at the top of their game, as they have really come on here at the end of the season, picking up some big wins, in particular the championship win in the GPAC tournament a week or so ago against the Northwestern, when they beat them by 11 points back there at the Osborne Sports Complex by the score of 81-70. So we'll take another break, come back, get some more pregame notes as we get you set for basketball here this afternoon for the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. It's Hastings and Maine Fort Kent. We'll have more right after this.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3 performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Get amazing savings on Amana Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Great buys and savings on Amana Appliances. Plus, get up to a $300 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana stainless steel kitchen appliances. And up to a $200 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana color kitchen appliances. Offer good through March 20th. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena as we get set for the NAIA Women's National Tournament here this afternoon. Hastings taking on the Bengals out of Maine Fort Kent. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game. We want to bring in Eric Buderas, who's up here in Sioux City covering the Broncos with us here for the next few days in the national tournament. And, Eric, welcome back. It seems like every year we end the regular season up here in Sioux City. It's been nice.
It's kind of the home away from home here lately for us. Last 10 years here for us, so... you know, looking to have a pretty good stay up here this week and see if we the Broncos can't bring home their fourth national championship.
Yeah, Hastings got close a year ago, got to the championship ball game and lost to Morningside, but as the coach talked in the pregame show just a few minutes ago, he thinks this is a better team. They're playing a lot better than they were maybe a season ago.
Well, I think they're a lot more comfortable with the system. You know, last year was Coach Dittman's first year in Hastings, and it took a little while for the team to get used to some of the changes, you know, not as much pressure, throwing in a little zone here and there, different schemes all around. So they've had a year under the belt. They're operating on all cylinders right now. And, you know, I think they're excited about this opportunity this year.
Maine Fort Kent coming in, a record of 19 wins, 8 losses on the season. They won their conference championship, the Sunrise Conference, here in the northeastern part of the United States. I know you had a couple of minutes to spend with their head coach this week. Kind of a different school all the way around from what we're accustomed to maybe in the GPAC.
Well, I was completely honest with him in my conversation. I said, I don't know a whole lot about the northern part of Maine. And he went into quite a few details about, you know, the industry, you know, being a very wooded area. So, you know, a lot of woodworkers, axemen up there. But it's a different way of life is what he said. And that makes it difficult for them to recruit kids. To get kids to come up to Maine. 200 inches of snow a couple of winters ago they had.
That's enough to keep anybody away.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, he kind of joked with me. He said he brought in 4 kids from California a couple of years ago, and they'd never seen snow. He's got one of them on the team now. The other 3 had left. So, you know, it's just a different way of life up there, you know, and they enjoy their tournament experiences when they come down here. It's something that they make for their goal every year, and he says that this year is no different.
Hastings College, again, will be the heavy favorites. The Broncos are the number one seed in this national tournament, ranked number one in the nation. And it seems like Maine Fort Kent runs into the powerhouse each and every year. They are seeded last year, I think, in the national tournament.
Yeah, their men's team is running into the same problem out in Ozarks down there. They're they get the number one seed in that tournament as well. The conference just isn't as strong. When I was talking with their coach, he said that the conference basically allows them to work with 20% of the national average for scholarships, which really puts them behind the eight ball to begin with. You know, when you're up in the woods in northern Maine, it's difficult to get kids to come up there to begin with, and when you can't get give them the scholarship money, that extra incentive to come play, you know, it really puts them behind the eight ball. But he says that they're used to working with that, and they said that they're really working on changing that within the conference, and here in the next couple of years he expects that to be different.
Again, they got 8 teams in their conference. Only 2 had winning records this past season. This is one of them, as Maine Fort Kent won the conference championship. They've got 3 first-team all-conference players on this squad, so I guess in that part of the country, this is a team from the Northeast that might be the so-called powerhouse, but like we said, when they come down to the national tournament, they seem to be a little bit outclassed down here.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot more colleges, a lot more options for kids to look at, different levels, NCAA, you know, 1, 2, and 3 schools, so kids have a lot more options. You know, but when they come out here, you know, he even joked with me. He says it seems like the posts and the GPAC are as quick, if not quicker, than the guards in their conference. You know, so it, you know, they enjoy their time up here, but it's a different level of game, he says, and he appreciates the opportunity that his kids get a chance to play against, you know, some of the talent up here in the national tournament.
Broncos, of course, have their eyes at on a national championship, something the seniors have been working for 4 years now, and this is obviously their last chance to get it, but Hastings might have as best chance as anybody in this national tournament to be playing next week.
They do. I think there's as much pressure coming in this year on the Broncos as there ever has been in the program's history, and I don't think that's coming from the outside of the locker room. I think it's coming from inside. You know, Lindsay Ducey, Heather McKeon, Rachel Isherwood, Kim Fehman, these girls won a national title. They've taken it a step further each year. Their freshman year, they lost in the quarterfinals. As sophomores, they lost in the Final Four. Last year, they lost in that championship game. So if they can take that extra step, they'll be bringing home the hardware, and I know that's exactly what they want.
Really, today it's just a matter of taking care of business. Do not let Maine Fort Kent hang around, and that's what the coach said in the pregame show. Get on top of this team early.
That's right. Hastings has a very tough draw. 7 of the top 12 rated teams are in their half bracket. Grandview, who just finished, just walked off the court, very impressive-looking team, will give Hastings all they want in Friday's game. So you're exactly right, Mike. They want to come out today, handle things, put Maine away early, give some reserves a chance to play, and be fresh for Friday when they're going to need it.
All right, enjoy your stay, my man. Hopefully we're still here next Tuesday.
Huh? I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, Eric Budaris, as I'm covering the Broncos with us here in Sioux City this afternoon, sneaking up on game time. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena as we get set for the NAIA Women's National Tournament here this afternoon. Hastings getting set to take on Maiden Fort Kent. The Broncos, the number one seed, number one in the nation, taking on Maiden Fort Kent. Again, their overall record is sitting at 19 wins, 8 losses on the season. They were 11-1 in the conference. 3 games have already been completed here today. As Eric mentioned a few minutes ago, it'll be Hastings playing Grandview. If the Broncos can pick up a win here in the opening round, Grandview, a number 4 seed in our pod, is just beaten Minot State out of North Dakota. Grandview is out of the state of Iowa, and they beat Minot State today by a score of 63-53. And the other ball games completed: Shawnee State over Haskell Indian Nations out of Kansas by a score of 79-40. And St. Francis of Indiana, a number 2 seed, has been beaten today in overtime by Aquinas out of Michigan. The final score is 67-65, so all those winners are on in our little pod. They've got this 32-team tournament to split up into pods of 8, and we're seeing the Hastings pod, so to speak, play here in the opening games of the NAIA National Championship. So it's Hastings College. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Shooting to our basket to our white, the right, Broncos will be dressed in their white uniforms, I should say. And Hastings will go with their usual starting lineup in the ball game here this afternoon. Kim Faman, the 5'5" and senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Faman now averaging 9 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Heather McCune, the 5'9" and senior out of Ravenna. McCune is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Rachel Isherwood, the 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Isherwood averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College history, getting her start. 6'1", a senior from Omaha. Ducey now averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler is the other starter, the 6'1" and sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For the Bengals of Maiden Fort Kent, Morgan Chassie, a 5'4" freshman out of Venice, Maine. She is averaging on the season 9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Amber Garrison is a 5'3" junior from Oroville, California. Garrison is averaging 7 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Kristen Vallette is a 5'11" senior from Eagle Lake, Maine. Vallette averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Talisha Herring is a 5'7" senior from Junction City, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Malisha Caesar, a 5'11" sophomore. She is averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings controls the opening tip. Immediately they go to work inside. Kim Faman gets the feed from Ducey, and Faman puts it home. Kim Faman gets the Broncos on the scoreboard, 2-0. Hastings with a lead, opening round of the NAIA National Tournament here this afternoon from the Gateway Arena, Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City. Vallette in the lane, kicks it out on the wing on the right side. Here's a shot taken by Garrison, no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey gets it away to Faman, hustles into the forecourt, now to Isherwood. Isherwood jump pass out on top to Ducey for 3, shot good. Lindsay Ducey hits the 3 from the top of the key, and the Broncos are out to a 5-0 lead, and we have played 42 seconds into the ballgame. 19-18 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading by the score of 5-0 over Maiden Fort Kent. Hastings the number 1 seed. Here's a Vallette driving down the lane, puts up a little shot, it's up and in. Vallette scores up and under it from Alicia Stadler. Vallette gets her first field goal of the ball game. She was the 4th leading scorer in the Sunrise Conference, averaging 17 points per ball game. Maiden Fort Kent on the scoreboard, 5-2 is the score. Faman on the wing, gets it inside to Rachel Isherwood, not a Faman. Back across the top to Heather McEwen, back inside to Ducey, wheels in the lane, and she's going to be fouled into play. So Ducey fouled into play immediately here at the 18:45 mark of this First half of play. Hastings out on top of that score of 5-2. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Feynman gets it right in front of the basket. A Ducey's shot is up and in. Lindsey Ducey averaging 19 points per ball game, has already got four in this contest. 7-2. Hastings with the lead here this afternoon. Main Ford Kent comes back with the ball. Back in their offensive scoring zone as they shoot to our basket to our left. Here's a Talisha Herring. Goes out on top, driving down the left side of the lane. Caesar shot going to be blocked down by Stadler. The ball is going to be recovered here by Feynman. Feynman brings it back 2-on-3. Feynman to Isherwood, drives it down on the baseline. Comes out to Feynman, wide open. McEwen for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Heather McEwen was wide open. There was not a girl around within 15 feet of her. Heather McEwen hits a three-pointer, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 10-2. Here's Amber Garrison with the ball now for Maine Fort Kent. Garrison dribbling with the ball behind his screen, moves it to the right side, dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be over the head of Herring, and the ball is brought out of there by Ducey of Hastings. The first turnover on Maine Fort Kent here in the ball game. 10-2, the Broncos have the lead. Here's Feynman with the ball to Ducey for three. Shot is up there. She cans another one. Lindsey Ducey with a couple of threes, and now we got a timeout from Maine Fort Kent. The Bengals win a call timeout. 17 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings already with a double-digit lead. The Broncos 13, Maine Fort Kent 2.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College has got the early lead in this one. It is 13-2. Lindsey Ducey has stepped outside and canned a couple of three-pointers already in the ball game for Hastings. So the top-ranked Broncos, the number one-seeded Broncos, off and rolling here this afternoon. Got Hastings College men. They will be in action tomorrow night. They're playing in the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 1995. Hastings will take on Cardinal Stritch, a team from the Milwaukee area. That game will be at 9:15 tomorrow night down in Branson, Missouri. And as soon as we are finished up here, we're heading to Branson. We'll have the opening round game for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at about 9 o'clock. Hastings off and rolling here as the Maine Fort Kent calls that last timeout. Now they turn the ball away as Rachel Isherwood gets the steal for Hastings. Coming back the other way, Isherwood gets to the Stadler drive, shoots and scores. Isherwood gets the assist, and Alicia Stadler gets the field goal, and the Broncos are rolling early, 15-2. The 10-day layoff didn't hurt the Broncos any, or at least the 7-day layoff did not hurt the Broncos any, as Hastings wrapped up that GPAC postseason tournament a week or so ago. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of the hands of Morgan Chassie out of bounds. Turnover number three already on the Maine Fort Kent. And Hastings College will have the basketball back as they come back the other direction. 15-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Broncos opening up this national tournament here this afternoon. McEwen for three takes the shot. It's going to be good. This is like target practice so far. Heather McEwen with a couple of threes. Lindsey Ducey with a couple of threes. And Hastings is out to an 18-2 lead over Maine Fort Kent here this afternoon. Bengals come back with the ball. They have not had too many looks at the basket so far against this Hastings defense, which has been very good today and very good all season long. They're giving up only 60.5 points per ball game defensively. Here's Maine Fort Kent as they attack against the Hastings College man-to-man. They lob it inside. Valletta's got the ball. Wheels against Stadler. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood with the ball for Hastings. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe to Feynman. She'll crank up a three. Her shot is no good. Ball tapped around. It's brought out of there by Maine Fort Kent. Valletta's got the ball. Gets it down to four to Garrison. Garrison now to Herring. Drives it inside. Her shot is up there. It's too strong. Ducey comes down with a rebound. Lindsey Ducey outlet pass to the far sideline. Feynman has got it. Waist-high dribble. She brings it in the offensive zone. Ducey fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Kicks it out to Feynman. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is loose. It's picked up in the lane here. Picked up by Talisha Herring. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted there by Heather McEwen. McEwen brings it back for Hastings. Lobs it into the lane. Here's a pass to Ducey. Her shot no good. Tip tries up and in by Stadler. Ducey misses the easy bunny, but Alicia Stadler was right there. And the Broncos have scored 20 points in the first 5.5 minutes of the game. Or actually, the first 4.5 minutes of the game. 15:30 to play, and Hastings already with a 20-2 lead here over Maine Fort Kent. There's a Talisha Herring with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Hammers it down low. Norsworthy. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Angela Norsworthy into the ball game now for Maine Fort Kent. So we mentioned in the pregame show, they've got only eight players suited up for the ball game here this afternoon. And Angela Norsworthy goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. So Maine Fort Kent gets on the scoreboard. 20-3 is the score. That's the first free throw of the game now for Maine Fort Kent. They were number one in the conference in free throw percentage. In fact, they were number one in most of the offensive categories, despite averaging only 64 points per ball game in their conference this year offensively. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Norsworthy. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Sophia McDermott, who's into the ball game now for head coach Jeff Dittman. Goes to McEwen, to Ishwood, now to McDermott. Lobs it inside. Ducey grabs the ball. Her shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey hits another one. She's now got 9 points. She's got 9 of the 22 that the Broncos have on the board here this afternoon. 22-3 is the score. Number one ranked Hastings with a lead over Maine Fort Kent here in the NAIA National Tournament. They lob the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Norsworthy. Another turnover on Maine Fort Kent. Ducey comes out of there with a ball for Hastings. Ducey moves it down in the corner now to Ishwood. Back out to Becky Tesh on the wing. Fakes, drives inside. Spins out there. Comes out to the top of the key. That's McEwen. Now to Sophia McDermott. Sophia drives it down to the baseline underneath the basket. Bounce pass goes to Ishwood. Takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Chassie. Chassie has got the ball now for Maine Fort Kent. Down the right sideline to Garrison. Drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Amber Garrison scores for Maine Fort Kent. And Hastings now out on top by a score of 22-5 here in the ball game. Coming back the other way, falling down with the ball down there was Tesh of Hastings as she runs into Chassie of Maine Fort Kent. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch. No, a foul is going to be called down there on Chassie. Morgan Chassie picks up the personal foul for Maine Fort Kent. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. McDermott gets it in the lane to Ducey. Shot is up there. It's too strong as she can't connect right in front of the basket. Norsworthy grabs the rebound now for the Bengals. Down the right sideline to Amber Garrison. Garrison stops, lobs it inside to Norsworthy, trying to drive it there against McEwen. She's cut off by Heather. Her pass out on top is into the backcourt. It's picked up by Becky Tesh. Tesh grabs it, shoots, and scores. Becky Tesh grabs a loose ball and scores after Maine Fort Kent turns the ball away for the sixth time here in this first half of play. 24-5 is the score. Hastings out on top. Amber Garrison works it inside again to Norsworthy. Takes it down to the baseline. Puts up a shot over Ducey. No good. Rebound comes down to McEwen. McEwen outlet pass now to McDermott. Broncos come back the other way. 2-on-3. McDermott holds the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Tesh for 3. Shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Ball swatted around. Picked up by Ducey. Shot no good. Ducey with a rebound. Goes back up. Shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey with 11 points in the basketball game. 26-5 is the score. Hastings with a lead with 13 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Chassie with the ball now for Maine Fort Kent. Comes over here to Phyllis Fortune, and she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Fortune down to the ball game for Maine Fort Kent, a 5'10" inch sophomore from Detroit, Michigan, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Melissa Caesar comes back into the contest now for the Bengals. Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball here on the near sideline to get it out here to Amber Garrison. Garrison comes across the top to Norsworthy. They work right side of the lane to a Vallette. Tries to put Stadler in the air. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Tesh throws it down the near sideline. That's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Sophia stops just inside the ring. Out to Tesh. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Elise Schlake. It's going to be Maine Fort Kent inbounding the ball. 12:45 to play here in the first half. 26-5, the Broncos already out to a 21-point lead here in this one. Coming back with the ball is going to be Amber Garrison for Maine Fort Kent. Hammers it to the right sideline. Two-handed pass goes to Norsworthy. Now she's going to be double-teamed. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Feynman. Kim runs her back the other way for Hastings. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. To Tesh, hesitates, drives it to the free-throw line. Out to Feynman. Now to Schlake for 3. Shot is up there off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Amber Garrison. Garrison here in backcourt, hustles into the forecourt, spins at the top of the key. A pass down here in the corner to Fortune. It's too far. Was it tipped out? Yes, it was. Broncos got their hands on it there, so Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball. Hastings off and rolling here in this NAIA National Tournament. Hastings out on top with a score of 26-5 here in this one. Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. Fortune comes out here in three-point territory as they get it to a Caesar. Drives it between a couple of Broncos, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Feynman. Kim picks up the personal foul for Hastings. First foul on Kim. And Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Phyllis Fortune looking to inbound. Still got it. Finally gets it in to Garrison. Garrison circles around, takes it into the lane. Jump pass down low. Valletta's got it. Goes up. Her shot over Stadler is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky Tesh with the ball for Hastings. Down the left sideline to get it to McDermott. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's Feynman with the ball. Feynman to Sophia. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the paint. In traffic. Now loses the ball. Picked up by Feynman. Feynman out to Elise Schlake. Down left side, Becky Tesh angles toward the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound Tesh. Follow shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Garrison. Garrison runs back the other way against McDermott. Stops and pops. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Feynman of Hastings. Kim, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. The Becky Tesh for three. Shot is up there. Good. Tesh hits a three from the deep left corner, and Maiden Fort Kent will burn their second timeout here in the first half of play. We'll take a break. 11:21 to play in the first half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings rolling along here today. The Broncos 29, Maine Fort Kent 5.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan smart strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan smart strand carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
1230 KHAS.
What do you think the Broncos are ready to play today? They open the game 7-for-7 from the field, 4 three-pointers, and they got out to an 18-2 lead. 29-5 is the score here. Hastings College in the lead over Maine Fort Kent in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament here this afternoon. Here's a Herring with the ball on the wing to Norsworthy. Her pass deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Stadler. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Feynman out to McDermott on the right side. McDermott comes out to McEwen. Bombs away for three. Shot is short. Rebound is loose. Right side of the lane. Picked up by Feynman. Sends it down low to Stadler. Shot is up there. Good. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. She's got 6. Ducey's got 11. McEwen with 6. Tess with 5. And Kim Feynman with 2. And it is 31-5. Hastings College with the lead. Herring has got it. Moves it down low on the block on the left side. Mishandle is picked up now. Picked up by Phyllis Fortune. For Maine Fort Kent, here's an entry pass deflected away on the high post and is picked up by Feynman back the other way. Feynman drives, shot is up there, it's going to be good, and she is fouled into play as she is knocked down by Maine Fort Kent. And a foul is going to be called here on the Bengals. Basket by Feynman will count. The foul is going to go on Talisha Herring, that's going to be her first. So Feynman gets the field goal, and she will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 33-5. Hastings College in the lead. The winner of this ball game will play Grandview College out of Iowa in the next round. That'll be on Friday. Right back here in Sioux City. Next shot is up there. It is good by Feynman. She's now got 5 points in the basketball game. That quarter, second round ball game will be at 12 o'clock noon on Friday, and we'll have it for you. If Hastings can hang on here this afternoon, we'll have it for you beginning at 11:45 or so, the pregame show. Hastings with a big lead, and now we got a foul call that's going to go on Feynman again. Kim Feynman picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Coming back into the ball game now for Maine Fort Kent will be Amber Garrison. Angela Norsworthy will check out. Hastings out on top of the score, 34-5. Women's college basketball here this afternoon from the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. Maine Fort Kent with the ball. Here's Herring. Gets it down low to Caesar. She spins on the baseline, puts up a shot over Stadler. No good. Alicia grabs the rebound. Alicia gets it away now to Feynman. Hustles into the forecourt to McDermott. Her shot down the right side of the lane is no good. Hits the side of the glass. McDermott pulls it back down for Hastings. Out to McEwen, comes across the top to Elise Schlake. Schlake holds the ball down to the baseline to Feynman, lobs it inside to Stadler. She tries to send a pass into the lane to a Schlake that's mishandled. It comes to the near sideline. It's saved by McEwen, but right into the hands of Maine Ford Kent. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. Morgan Chassie scores there for Maine Ford Kent as the Broncos turn the ball away for the first time here in this ballgame, and it results in points at the other end. Hastings 34, Fort Kent 7. Here's Sophia McDermott. Drives it down the lane and now dishes off to Stadler in the lane. Her shot is up and in. A little dribble penetration there by McDermott. She gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score 36-7 now. Here's a Herring. Takes it to the hole. Her shot's going to be no good as she is knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to McEwen. Now to McDermott. Hustling into the forecourt. Stops there right at the top of the three-point circle. McDermott gets it away. That's McEwen. Down low to Stadler. Turnaround jumper on the low block. No good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Caesar. Back the other way. They get it to a Chassie. Her shot from 15. Good. Morgan Chassie scores for Maine Fort Kent. She has now got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings now leads by the score of 36-9 here in this opening round game of the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on top on Talisha Herring. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Herring. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Maine Fort Kent. Ducey comes back into the ball game. Here comes Isherwood back in. And here comes Becky Teshin. Stadler is going to come to the bench. Schlake also coming to the bench, as well as Sophia McDermott. If you're in a white jersey today with crimson trim, chances are you're going to see some playing time here in the national tournament. Hastings 36, Maine Fort Kent 9. Becky Tesh goes inside to Ducey. Double team. Comes over here to Feynman. Feynman right at the top of the three-point circle to McEwen. Brings it back to Feynman. Lobs it back inside again to Ducey. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. And Ducey now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So a foul will go on Maine Fort Kent. It'll go on Alicia Caesar picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Ducey to the free throw line again. Lindsay, all-time leading scorer now in Hastings College history, as she surpassed that mark during the regular season. Ducey hits the free throw. She's now got 12 points in the basketball game here. Ducey now with 12 points in this one. She's got 2,032 points in her career, on her way to her 14th double-double of the season. As Ducey hits her second free throw, she's now got 13, and the Hastings lead is now 38-9 here in the NAIA National Tournament. Maine Fort Kent with the ball. Garrison comes over here on the left side to a Vallette, who has still not scored in the ball game. She's her leading scorer on the season, and she has been held scoreless so far. Here's Vallette at the free throw line. Rockets a pass down low, and it's right through the fingertips of Tara Walls out of bounds. A turnover on Maine Fort Kent. That's their 10th so far in the ball game. Hastings now with 8 minutes to play in the first half, leading Maine Fort Kent by the score of 38-9. Isherwood with the ball, left side of the lane, circles around, takes it to the free throw line, out to McEwen. McEwen now to Feynman. Right side out in three-point territory, drives the ball against Garrison, gives it up now to Ducey. Shot for three is good again. Lindsay Ducey is knocking down three ball after three ball here. She's got 16 in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 41-9 here in this one. Amber Garrison with the ball. Garrison moves it over on the wing on the right side. Holding it is Norsworthy. Norsworthy out on top to a Chassie now. Chassie directing some traffic out there behind his screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Falls down. Foul is called. Becky Tesh. Give me the guilty party here. That's going to be her first. So we're down to 7:27 to play in the first half. 41-9 is the score. The winner of this ball game will play again on Friday at 12 o'clock noon in the second round against Grandview. That's a team that Hastings played back in the 2003 tournament and beat them back in the 2003 affair. Maine Fort Kent with the ball. Valletta's got it. The free throw line spins it into the lane. Can't put up a shot against Ducey. Goes out on the wing. Here's a shot by Norsworthy. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have it. And they have a 41-9 lead. Here's Isherwood on the left side. Lobs it into the paint. Grabbing the ball, Ducey. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound Feynman. Kim has got it for Hastings. Two-handed pass. Comes out on top to McEwen. Now to Becky Tesh on the wing. Becky, bounce pass inside to Ducey. Wheels her left-handed shot is up there and in. Maine Fort Kent has absolutely no one that can stop a Ducey inside. And the long faces are already popping up on the faces of the Bengals over there on the far sideline. Hastings absolutely has dismantled Maine Fort Kent here in the first half. We still got 6:35 to play. 43-9 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's a Tara Waltz. Takes it to the free throw line to Garrison. Garrison, left side to Norsworthy. She spins around, and the ball is going to be tipped away and intercepted. Taken away here by Isherwood. Drives it back the other way to Tesh. Her shot is up there, blocked out of bounds. Good job by Morgan Chassie getting back, getting the block there on Tesh. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes Brittany Wong into the ball game now for Hastings. So Wong is into the ball game for the first time here for the Broncos. Wong, the 5'3" freshman out of Carmichael, California. She's going to replace Thaman, who's going to get a breather here. Wong is averaging 1 point and a half a rebound per game for Jeff Dittman so far this year. Here's Isherwood, drives into the hole. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood gets her first field goal of the ball game. 45-9. Hastings with the lead here. The Broncos are hitting 53% right now from the floor, compared to 26% for Maine Fort Kent. The Broncos are the big lead. There's the ball deflected away again. The scramble is on. A jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of the Bengals, so we'll stay right here. And Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. 5:55 to play here in the first half. Hastings College got onto an 18-2 lead in this one, and the Broncos rolling along now. It is 45-9. Garrison has got it in the wing now to a Phyllis Fortune. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Caesar in the lane. Throws it back out to Garrison. Drives it down the left side of the paint. Takes it down to Chassie on the baseline. She tries to drive it, and the ball is poked out of bounds there by Tesh. Maine Fort Kent will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Phyllis Fortune will inbound the ball here for the Bengals. Fortune has got it as she looks to play things in. Holding it, holding it. Finally gets it in. That's a Caesar. Takes it down to the baseline on the left side, and a shot over McEwen is going to be blocked down by Heather. Picked up by Garrison. Garrison now to Caesar. Drives it down the left side of the lane, and her shot again is blocked out of bounds, but a foul this time is called on McEwen. Heather picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. 5.5 to go here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Maine Fort Kent. The score is 45-9. To the free throw line, Melissa Caesar, a 66% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's no good. Maine Fort Kent is a team during the regular season, number one in their conference in free throw percentage at 67%. They were actually the best shooting team from the field as well at 43%. They were number two from three-point territory at 30%. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Again, this is a team that won their conference with an 11-1 record, 19-8 overall, but they have been blown out here in the first half by the number one ranked team in the nation, Hastings, 45-10. Here's Isherwood with the ball. Comes out to Wong. Wong now to Becky Tesh. Comes over here to Isherwood. Takes it to the free throw line. Puts it up there. The shot is off of the right side. No good. Sadler tips the ball out. It's picked up here by Tesh. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Garrison. Amber Garrison back the other way for the Bengals. Drives it into the lane. Now tries to shovel away to a Caesar. And she's tied up on the play. And a jump ball is called. Hastings will play things in as Brittany Wong gets in here to tie up Melissa Caesar for Maine Fort Kent. The Bengals dressed in their green uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings in their homestanding whites. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson here this afternoon. Bounce pass goes inside to Ducey, and she's having target practice. Lindsay Ducey scoring from the paint. She's scoring from outside the ring. Ducey with 20 points here in the first half, and it's 47-10. Hastings out on top. Amber Garrison with the ball. Not a Fortune. Free throw line extended right side. Dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Vallette, and the ball is brought down here by Ducey of Hastings. Ducey leads it to a Becky Tesh. Tesh dribbles to the top of the key, over on the wing to Wong, lobs it inside to Ducey, back out to Isherwood. The Becky Tesh lobs it inside to Schlake, and she has the ball stripped away, picked up by Schlake, follow shot no good, ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Maine Fort Kent ball. So Hastings unable to score on that possession. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the opening round ball game of the NAIA National Tournament. We've got people on board here. Doesn't sound like it. Not a whole lot to cheer about as Hastings got onto an 18-2 lead in this one. Here's a Vallette with the ball in the high post. Vallette holds it, dribbles it to the free throw line, puts up a shot over Ducey. No good. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky Tesh with the ball for Hastings. Down the far sideline, they get it to Isherwood. Drives it into the paint. Bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball as they try to go diagonally across the lane there to Alicia Schlake. Ball swatted out of bounds there by the Bengals, so Hastings will play things in. 3:49 to play here in the first half. The Broncos 47, Maine Fort Kent 10. It'll be Tesh inbounding the ball. Just to the left of the goal down here as they lob it to Lindsey Ducey. Back outside to Wong. Drives it for the hole. The shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Ducey. Foul shot good. Ducey with 22 points here in the first half. 49-10. Hastings with the lead here in the NAIA National Tournament. Herring has got it. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks it back out now to a Caesar. Her pass is going to be deflected. And the ball is brought down there by Schlake. Another turnover. That's number 14 in the ball game for Maine Fort Kent. Here's Brittany Wong out to Becky Tesh. Entry pass again to Ducey. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Good. Ducey now with 24 points here in this first half. And Hastings leads by a score of 51-10 over the Bengals. Amber Garrison with the ball. Garrison comes to a Phyllis Fortune. Broncos still into man-to-man defense. Fortune goes inside. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Herring. Ball brought down by Ducey. Ducey gets it away now to Becky Tesh. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Tesh comes out to Ducey, top of the key. Now to Brittany Wong, left side. Wong dribbles once. Out to Elise Schlake, picked up there by Fortune. Schlake goes over to Isherwood, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ducey, kicks it back out here to Schlake. At the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound tapped loose and is picked up here by Maine Fort Kent. Angela Norsworthy gets the rebound there for the Bengals of Maine Fort Kent. Now to Amber Garrison, down the right sideline to Fortune for three. Shot good. From the deep right corner, Phyllis Fortune, who's been a 28% three-point shooter, knocks down the tray from deep in the right corner. 51-13. Hastings with the lead over Maine Fort Kent here this afternoon. Here's Tesh, lobs it inside again to Ducey, kicks it away to Isherwood. It's not going to be blocked down. Rebound comes down to Fortune. Phyllis has got it here for the Bengals. To the near sideline, now to Amber Garrison, brings it back to the center of the floor, works around Isherwood into the forecourt, right side a three-pointer put up there by Herring, misses everything. Rebound comes down to Schlake. Schlake has got it now to Becky Tesh into the forecourt to Isherwood. Isherwood drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, and she's fouled in the play. Nice little move there by Isherwood driving to the basket. Rachel gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play. A foul will go on the Maine Fort Kent. It's going to go on Garrison. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 6. Maine Fort Kent going to the free throw line will be Isherwood to try to make this a three-point play. The Broncos leading by 40 with a minute and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Isherwood's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Schlake. Schlake got it for Hastings. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Down to Schlake, deep in the corner on the right side. Elise dribbles, comes out to Wong. Wong to Isherwood. Isherwood goes over to Becky Tesh. Left side of the lane. Tesh dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Kicks it back out to Becky in the corner for three. Shots off of the mark, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Schlake. Fortune also got her hands in there, but ball was lost off of the fingertips of Elise Schlake out of bounds. And Maine Fort Kent will come back the other direction. A minute and 25 seconds to play. First half here this afternoon from Sioux City. 53-13. Hastings College with the lead. Maine Fort Kent with the ball. Here's Amber Garrison. Goes over the right sideline to a Chassie. Morgan Chassie holds the ball, drives it down to against McDermott. Circles around, takes it into the paint. Jump pass down low. They get it to a Norsworthy. Double team, now to Chassie. Chassie picked up by McDermott. She's going to drive it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. And Morgan Chassie will now go to the free throw line here by Morgan Fort Kent. A foul is called on Hastings. It's going to go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. Maine Fort Kent at the free throw line. Chassie with 4 points so far this afternoon, a couple of field goals. Her shot is up there. It's good. Morgan Chassie is 69% foul shooter on the season. She is now 47 out of 67 from the free throw line. Hastings leading 53-14. Next shot is up there. It is around the rim and down, so Chassie hits a couple of free throws. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Statler. Also coming in is going to be Quincy King. So Quincy into the ball game for the first time here for Hastings, the 5'3" freshman from Loveland, Colorado. Here's Becky Tesh with the ball on the left side. Becky lobs it inside to a Statler. Statler goes to Schlake. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by King. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Tesh. Down to King, down in the corner to McDermott. On the dribble, moves to her left. Lobs it back inside to Stadler. Stadler dumps it down low. Here's a shot by Schlake. It's up and in. Elise Schlake gets her first field goal of the ball game, and it is now 55-15 with 26 seconds to play here in this first half. Morgan Chassie with the ball for Maine Fort Kent over on the wing. Phyllis Fortune for three. Shot is up there, way off of the mark, no good. Her rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. It was saved there by Hastings as King grabbed it, but she's out of bounds, and it's going to be Maine Fort Kent playing things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Hastings right now 6 out of 13 from three-point territory, 23 out of 48 from the field, and we're still in the first half, 55-15. Broncos with the lead. Here's a Chassie with the ball, moves to the top of the key, or three-pointer, put up there, no good. Statler with a rebound. Allen pass comes to the near side. That's McDermott. Sophia takes off, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Sophia McDermott scores for Hastings, and that is the end of the first half of play. One way to get back on schedule here after we had an overtime game, and that's let Hastings play because there's not been a whole lot of stoppages of play here in this first half. Hastings with a lead at halftime here this afternoon in the NAIA National Tournament. The score, Hastings 57, Maine Fort Kent 15. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
After the game, or anytime you're hungry for a good meal at a good price, stop at the Barrel Bar. Try one of their tender, juicy steaks, or hoist one of their famous hefty charburger meals, served with your favorite beverages in a relaxed, casual, comfortable atmosphere. It's homemade food at a down-home price. The Barrel Bar in Hastings, proud to support the Hastings College Broncos, and wishes the coaches and players good luck. The Barrel Bar, 1200 East South Street in Hastings. Join Jim and the gang today at the Barrel Bar.
Big G Ace can show you the steps to a beautiful lawn with Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care. Step 1, Ace Brand Crabgrass Preventer and Fertilizer. Step 2, Ace Brand Weed and Feed. Step 3, Ace Brand Fertilizer. Step 4, Ace Brand Winterizer. A beautiful, healthy lawn in 4 easy steps. Right now, get the Ace Brand 4-Step Lawn Care Program for just $49.99 after $15 mail-in rebate. Ace is the helpful place for a beautiful lawn. Big G Ace, Hastings.
Big G Ace.
Register now through March 24th for the Vital Signs Health Fair. Do it online at mlmh.org. There you will see the Vital Signs Health Fair button. Click on it and complete your registration. Your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Men age 50 and older who pre-register can receive the PSA test. New this year is the A1C to assist in diagnosing diabetes. Pre-registration is also required. It's easy to pre-register for the health fair online at mlmh.org.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, 57-15. Hastings College with a lead here this afternoon. The Broncos scored almost at will at the beginning of the ball game. They were 7 out of 7 right out of the gate. They hit 4 3-pointers. Hastings got out to an 18-2 lead over Maine Fort Kent. This one has not been a ball game here this afternoon. As the Broncos are rolling along, they've got the lead here at halftime by the score of 57-15. Lindsay Ducey leading the way so far for Hastings College. She's got 25 points in the ball game at halftime. And I would not expect to see a whole lot of Lindsay Ducey in the second half. 25 points for Ducey here at halftime. Her season high was the 30 that she put up against the Morningside in that championship ball game of the GPAC tournament. So Hastings hitting their first 7 shots of the ball game, 4 of those 3-pointers, raced out to an 18-2 lead. And if you're Maine Fort Kent, you're packing up the bags at the motel. You're headed back home after the opening ceremonies coming up later on tonight here in Sioux City. Morgan Chassie leading the way for the Bengals. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Phyllis Fortune has got 3. 2 points for Amber Garrison, 2 for Kristen Vallette. 1 point for Angela Norsworthy and 1 for Makisha Caesar. Hastings College getting the 25 points in the first half from Lindsay Ducey. 8 points from Alicia Stadler. 6 for Heather McEwen. 5 for Kim Feynman. 5 points for Becky Tesh. 4 for Rachel Isherwood. 2 points for Sophia McDermott and 2 for Elise Schlake. 2 points, I mentioned Schlake, 2 points also for Elise. The Broncos in the first half of play hit 24 out of 49 from the field for 49%. Hastings 6 out of 13 on three-pointers for 46%. And Hastings hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. University of Maine at Fort Kent, 5 out of 23 from the field, just 21%. 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 16%. And they were 4 out of 6 from the free-throw line for 66%. Hastings out-rebounding Maine Fort Kent 30-15 in the first half. Hastings with only one turnover offensively, and Maine Fort Kent has got 14. And the Broncos rolling along 57-15 is our score at halftime as Hastings has the lead over the Bengals of Maine Fort Kent. Stick around. Tyson Ervonik is up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings in checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings in checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. We're at halftime here at the Hastings College National Tournament basketball game. Today we are talking with the Senior Director of Alumni Relations and also the Co-Advisor of Student Alumni Ambassadors, Holly Sabatka. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me with you today.
Holly, today we're going to be talking about the event that went on last weekend at the YMCA. It was the Bronco Freeze. Now, tell us a little bit about what Bronco Freeze is all about.
You know, the Bronco Freeze was started a few years back, I think maybe even 8 years ago, and it was started as an idea that our alumni ambassadors got from another school just to do something kind of crazy to bond the campus together and kind of have a fun tradition started before spring break. And that's kind of how it got started. And, you know, what it is they dress up in funny costumes, the students get together, and the idea is the Bronco Freeze is they jump into Lake Hastings. And as I mentioned, they got the idea from another school who had been doing like a polar plunge, and so they decided to kind of change it up and make it a Bronco Freeze. And so they always try to do it right before spring break.
Okay, so they... Correct me if I'm wrong, they jump into Lake Hastings at this time of year.
Yes, the plan is to jump into Lake Hastings, and it's just, again, something to do something silly to make a fun tradition. And when they arrived at Lake Hastings, because of the cold winter we'd been having, there was so much ice that the fire department who was there, who always supervised, just they felt that it was unsafe. And so they had to quickly change their plans, and they jumped into the YMCA, which was even more fun for the students because it was warm water. So,
okay, what is the motive behind all of this to jump in? I mean, how does they keep this going? I think, like you said, this is the eighth year for the event, and what keeps them jumping into the lake?
You know, I think it's just kind of that bond that the students make to do something silly, to kind of bond together. We find that, you know, once a student does it one year, they want to continue to say that they did it every year. You know, groups of friends kind of come together and they dress up in funny costumes. And I think it's just kind of the... something fun to do that it's kind of become a tradition. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to do it because it's so cold. And it kind of, that kind of, I think, encourages others to say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, you know, go and try to do it. And we had over 150 people attend the event this year, and 100 over 100 who jumped. So we had a great turnout. Now, they also give out prizes. There's some cash prizes as well as a little travel voucher for spring break to one winner. So that, I think the prizes kind of help as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned such a great turnout, 150 people. And if I remember correctly, they almost thought about canceling the event because of last year's turnout. So how great is that to see this tradition back up and going again?
Oh, you know, I think it's just great. The students, I have to commend them. They put so much hard work, and they partnered together. I think partnerships are always so great when we see student groups come together. So the Student Alumni Ambassadors partnered with the SA Does Weekends Committee, which plans fun activities for the weekends to kind of keep students on campus and keep them active. And so the two groups partnered together, and I think it was just a great success. You know, it just shows kind of what some dedication, some hard work, and some good advertising will do. And I think the students who all came out had a great time. There were some fun costumes, and the fun thing usually at Lake Hastings, they just jump in and then they jump right back out because it's so cold. At the YMCA, they ended up, a lot of them stayed in and went swimming together, and so that was a lot of fun to see too.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, reading about this a little bit, the winner of the costume contest, this is his second year in a row. Do you know if he puts a lot of work into this, or, you know, how elaborate are these costumes?
You know, they're all kind of fun. Every year there's just funny things that they do. This year I think he was dressed up as the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, which was a kind of fun play since it was the opening weekend of the movie. So, you know, I think that was kind of fun to see. And, you know, we saw all kinds of stuff from just regular swimming suits to, of course, a lot of people came dressed warm because they were expecting to jump into the lake, to funny things. One girl jumped in with an open umbrella as she jumped. So it's just kind of fun to see the costumes. This year they also had groups show up together, so I know that there were a few sororities and fraternities who brought out some good numbers, as well as I think some of the long-distance runners with the track team. They kind of came as a big group as well. So it's fun, again, to just kind of see that fun bond and, you know, just the fun things you do in college that you'll remember, and that's kind of why they started this, was just to kind of build a fun tradition that, you know, at times maybe it might not make a lot of sense of what they're doing, but just to build that tradition and that camaraderie together.
Okay, yeah, and it was a fantastic event. It was the eighth year for the Bronco Freeze. It officially, I guess, kicked off spring break for Hastings College. So once again, Holly, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, just now getting the second half underway. The Broncos immediately go right to work with Ducey inside, and Ducey will go to the free throw line. Again, Lindsay had 25 points in the ball game in that first half. Into the national tournament, they really squeezed down the time in between games and also the halftime. So as this progresses throughout the tournament, it gets longer and longer. But in these first couple of rounds, to get as many games as we do in, they really squeezed down the halftime and also the amount of time in between games. Ducey to the free throw line. She hits one out of two. So Ducey now with 27 points in the basketball game. The Bronco lead is now 58-15 over Maine Fort Kent. Bengals will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play as they pounder down low to Caesar. Shot's going to be deflected down by Ducey. Ball is recovered by Statler. Long pass down to four. They get it to Isherwood. Isherwood on the baseline goes up with a shot. It's good. Any traveling violation is called. To 58-15 is the score, just underway here in the second half. There's a Herring on the baseline, a short jumper up and in. Talisha Herring scoring there for Maine Fort Kent. 58-17. Here's Ducey, fakes the three, drives it down the low block left side. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Isherwood with a rebound, has it stripped away. Amber Garrison has got the ball now for Maine Fort Kent. Dribbles behind her back, dribbles into the forecourt and takes it down the right side of the lane. Comes back out on the wing. There's Caesar, her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Heather McEwen back with the ball for the Broncos. Hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Goes over on the wing. Ducey for three. Shot good again. Ducey now with 29 in the ball game for Hastings. 61-17, again, her season high, 30, as you put it against Morningside a week or so ago, and that's a championship ball game of the GPAC tournament. Here's a Herring with the ball. Her pass deflected away. It's brought down by McEwen. Long baseball pass down the floor. They get it to Ishowitz. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Maine Fort Kent. Chassie with the ball now for the Bengals. Lobs it here to a Gerritsen out in three-point territory. Amber Gerritsen dribbles inside, takes it to the free throw line to Vallette, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Kristen Vallette scoring there for Maine Fort Kent. That's now 4 points in the ball game for Kristen. 61-19. Hastings in the lead, 17.5 to play here in the ball game. Isherwood in the paint, kicks it out now to McEwen. McEwen, ball high above her head, sends it over on the right sideline to a Ducey. Now to Feynman, fakes the three, dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops there. Back out to McEwen, 4-3, shot is up there, it's good. Heather McEwen hits the three. McEwen now with three threes in the ball game. She's got 9 points. Hastings leading by a score of 64-19. Amber Garrison, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Lobs it into a Vallette again as she spins there against the Stadler. She goes up with a shot and a foul is called on Alicia Stadler. Alicia's first personal foul. And that's going to send Vallette to the free throw line here for Maine Fort Kent. Kristen, again, is the fourth leading scorer in the conference, the Sunrise Conference that Maine Fort Kent plays in. She's averaging 17 points per ball game. She knocks down 70% of her free throws, and she gets her first one to go down here. She has now got 5 points in the contest, 64-20. Hastings in the lead, 16:53 to play here in the contest. Next shot is up there and in. So Kristen Vallette hitting a couple of free throws here for Maine Fort Kent. Hastings back with the ball. Feynman goes on the wing to McEwen, lobs it inside to Stadler. Shot is up there and in. Maine Fort Kent absolutely with nobody inside that can contain either Stadler or Ducey, not alone both of them on the floor at the same time. 66-21. Hastings in the lead. Herring has got the ball, circles around, drives it inside. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia grabs it for Hastings. Outlet pass to the right sideline. Isherwood has got it. Spins on a low block, and now we got an offensive foul called on the Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood has whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half of play. And Maine Fort Kent will inbound the ball. I don't know if we need to get Jeff Dittman in a poker game or not, but he had us all buffaloed all week. Kind of concerned about this opening round game, but Hastings blowing him away, 66-21. Here's a shot in the lane by Herring that's going to be no good. Ducey with a rebound. He had the poker face on all week long, I guarantee you. Kim Feynman comes back for Hastings, stomps on the wing. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds on the far side, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Broncos lost a touch. They had only one turnover in the first half of play. They've had three here in the first couple of minutes of this one. In the second half, we're down to 15:57 to play. Hastings wins this ball game. They'll play again at noon on Friday against Grandview College out of Iowa, a team that we saw back in the 2003 tournament. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Maine Fort Kent inbounding the ball underneath their own hole. We beat Grandview that year 66-50. Back in the 2003 tournament. Here's a shot taken from the left side. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Caesar. And the rebound comes down to Stadler. Stadler gets it away to Isherwood. Rachel into the forecourt. Kicks it out here to McEwen. McEwen comes on the high post to Stadler. Two-hound pass goes to the far side to Isherwood. Her shot is up there. No good. Stadler with a rebound. Gets it back to Isherwood. Her driving layup is no good. Rebound to Gerritsen. And she's going to be tied up in the play by Ducey. Jump ball is called and the arrow pointing in favor of Maine Fort Kent. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Actually, it's pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in from underneath their own basket with 15:26 remaining in the ball game. 66-21. Hastings with the lead. Feynman will inbound the ball. Kim holds it. She's still got it. Gets it to Isherwood. Out to Stadler at the elbow. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ducey. She's hacked on the arm and a foul is called. It's going to go on Melissa Caesar of Maine. That's going to be her second personal foul, and it's going to send Ducey to the free throw line here for Hastings. Ducey with 29 in the ball game so far. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Ducey. She'll get one more. Caesar actually has got four personal fouls so far in the ballgame. Next one is up there. It is good by Ducey. So she's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got an even 30 for the ballgame. Here comes Atura Waltz into the contest now, replacing Caesar, who will sit down with four personal fouls. 67-21. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Amber Garrison, lobs it inside. A shot is going to be taken down there. It's going to be deflected away, but it's picked up here. Follow shot is up there by Valette. It's going to be no good, and she's hacked on the arm. That's the last thing we need here is a foul fest in the second half to continue this thing. 15:07 remaining. 67-21 is the score. Going to the free throw line will be Kristen Valette for Maine Fort Kent. She's got 6 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now she's 3 out of 3 as this one goes down a hole. 67-22. Kristen Valette will have one more. She toes the mark here. Next shot is up there. It's good. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. A timeout here with 15 minutes and 7 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 67, Maine Fort Kent 23.
Get more from your workout, whether you're pumping pedals or pumping iron. GNC Pro Performance products are ideal for all athletes, no matter how you work out. Developed under the direction of top sports nutritionists and backed by the latest research, Pro Performance products can help you reach your goals. So come in, pick some up, and we can help you get where you want to be. For more information, see the Kearney and Hastings GNCs. Trust the industry leader for over 70 years. And don't forget about our BOGO policy on the entire Pro Performance and GNC line of products every day.
1230 KHAS.
15:07 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings all over Maine Fort Kent. 67-23 is the score. And the Broncos will come back with the basketball. Kim Fehman out here in three-point territory comes across the top to Ducey. That's Heather McCune over on the wing on the right side. Now to Fehman for three. Her shot is up there. She buries that baby. Kim Fehman hits the three-pointer. She's now got 8 points in the basketball game. It's 70-23. Hastings with the lead. Record books are in hand, my friend. As they come into the forecourt, Amber Garrison has got it. Garrison comes across the top. Norsworthy has got it now. As they work it inside, Volat on the high post sends it to the near side. That's Morgan Chassie trying to dribble it into the lane. It's tipped away. It's picked up out here by Walls. Her shot from 15 is no good. Rebound Fehman. Kim Fehman, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Going to drive it into the lane. Kicks it out here to McEwen. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the paint. Jump pass goes down low. Ducey has got it, and she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. 112 points. The most points ever scored in a tournament game here by Briar Cliff a couple of years ago. The fewest points allowed, 33. Here's a Ducey again in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's in. Ducey gets another field goal right in front of the basket there off of the inbound, and she's now got her season high. 32 points for Lindsay Ducey in the basketball game here this afternoon. She's off to a great start against Maine Fort Kent. Here's a long three put up there and in. Talisha Herring getting a three ball from Maine Fort Kent. That gives her 5 points in the ball game. It's now 72-26. Hastings with a lead. We're down to 13:50 to play. Here's McEwen. Hammers it down low. Stadler grabs it, goes up, and has it knocked out of her hands and lost out of her hands. Getting some pressure there by Amber Garrison. And Stadler had the ball lost off of her fingertips out of bounds. That's probably the end you're going to see of the starting unit out there now for Hastings. We're going to see Elise Schlake come on. We're going to see Becky Tesh on. Here comes Sophia McDermott, Brittany Wong. And also coming in for Hastings is going to be Melissa Thompson, the freshman out of Papillion. And we still got 13 and a half minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings leading by a score of 72-26. Here's Valette. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Melissa Thompson. So now Hastings with a second and third teamers out there already here in this second half of play as they will mop up duty here in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. Becky Tesh comes out to Elise Schlake. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong comes to Becky Tesh. Now on the right side, here's Schlake. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Valette. The ball is going to be recovered here by Norsworthy. Maine Fort Kent coming back the other way. Garrison scoops it away. Here's a running layup. No good. Ball tapped out. Valette has got it. Letting out of Garrison. Entry pass is intercepted there by Thompson, but a foul is going to be called on Melissa Thompson. So Thompson, who makes the trip to Sioux City, going to pick up a personal foul here for Hastings. The Broncos obviously heading into the next round of the national tournament. That will be on Friday at 12 o'clock noon right back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. They'll take on Grandview College out of Iowa, who picked up a win earlier today. There's a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good by Talisha Herring. And we got a foul called. Herring will go to the free throw line. So far in the ball game, Talisha Herring has got 5 points in the ball game. McDermott picks up the personal foul for Hastings. And Herring to the free throw line for the Broncos. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Herring will get one more. 72-26 is the score. Hastings out on top in this one. Herring will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. She hits that one. Herring now has 6 points in the ballgame. 72-27. Hastings with the lead. 12 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the basketball game from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Becky Tesh with the ball. Inside down to Melissa Thompson. Her pass deflected. Picked up on the far side. That's a McDermott with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. And now contact made. And a foul is going to be called over there. On the baseline, it's going to go on Hastings. So foul will go on the Broncos, and we'll come back the other way. Maine Fort Kent has got the ball. 72-27, Hastings with the lead. Back with the ball is the Bengals of Maine Fort Kent. On the wing is Angela Norsworthy. Lobs it to Herring, takes it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there, it's no good. And we got another foul called on Hastings. And that's going to send Herring back to the free throw line. Becky Tesh picking up the personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be the second foul in Tesh. Herring to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one rims off no good. Herring will get one more. Earlier today, Shawnee State beat Haskell Indian Nations out of Kansas 79-40. Aquinas out of Michigan upset second-seeded St. Francis of Indiana 67-65. Grandview beat Minot State today, 63-53. The other games played thus far in the tournament. Next shot is up there. It is good by Talisha Herring. 72-28. Hastings on a route here in the opening round of the national tournament in Sioux City. McDermott gets it to Thompson. Down in the corner, Brittany Wong back out to a McDermott out here in three-point territory. Sophia behind a screen from Thompson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. A foul here will go on Maine Fort Kent. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Gerritsen picks up the foul. That's going to be your second. Hastings will play things in here. Slake right in the lane. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gerritsen. Amber Gerritsen with the ball now for Maine Fort Kent. Down the right sideline. Picked up there by Brittany Wong. Gerritsen in the lane. Dumps it down low to Vallette. Her shot is up there and in. Kristen Vallette scores for Maine Fort Kent. She's now in double figures with 10. And Hastings' lead is now 42 points, 72-30. Hastings with the lead with 11:40 to play. Here's a Becky Tesh. Circles around, takes it down to the baseline toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled into play. And now Tesh will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Tesh so far in the ball game has got 5 points. Phyllis Fortune picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul. Number 4 on Maine Fort Kent. Becky Tesh to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Tesh now is 6 in the ball game. Becky is a 75% foul shooter on the season. Now 65 out of 86 from the free throw line. Big shot is up there and in, so Tesh hits a pair. 74-30. Hastings with the lead here in women's college basketball from the NAIA National Tournament. Here's Herring with the ball. Talisha throws up a three-pointer and hits it. Talisha Herring. Hitting a three-pointer there. Herring now with 10 points in the ballgame. She's knocked down a couple of trays. 74-33, and now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here with 11 minutes and 19 seconds to play. In this one, the score is Hastings 74, Maine Fort Kent 33.
Clayton Anderson, Nebraska's first homegrown astronaut, launched his career at Hastings College. This April, 1981 Hastings College graduate Clayton Anderson will return to space aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. His five-month mission aboard the International Space Station in 2007 made him the first Nebraskan in space. Hastings College helped prepare him for launch. If you want to reach for the stars in your chosen profession, pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Hastings College, how far will you go?
1230 KHAS.
All right, since Hastings put that second and third unit in there, the Bengals have outscored Hastings 7-2. Maine Fort Kent now trailing by a score of 74-33. Here's McDermott with the ball out here in three-point territory. On the dribble, moves to her right. Now stops, reverses the ball, gets it over here to Quincy King. Dribbles into the paint. Back out to Tesh. Tesh at the free throw line, drives it down the lane, and then she's hit on the play. Contact made in a traveling violation. Broncos turn the ball away. That's going to be turnover number 8 on Hastings here in the ball game. And Maine Fort Kent will come back the other direction with 11 minutes to play here in this one, with the Broncos leading by a score of 74-33. And now falling down over there was Morgan Chassie, and she was hit on the play there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. And Morgan Chassie now goes to the free throw line. The starter is out of there for Hastings. Going to the free throw line be Morgan Chassie for Maine Fort Kent. Looks at the bucket, her shot is up there. That one is off of the left side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Tesh gets the rebound. Now to Sophia McDermott into the forecourt. McDermott with the ball out here in three-point territory. Dribbling, trying to penetrate, stops at the free throw line, comes over to Tesh in the wing. There's a pass in the lane. They get it to Lee Schlake. Schlake out to Quincy King. King now to Tesh, to Brittany Wong. Out to Sophia McDermott for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. First three-pointer of the ball game for Sophia McDermott. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings leading now by a score of 77-33. 10.5 minutes to play here in this one. We'll have our player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Here's Herring with the ball down the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot on the baseline. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. Saved there by McDermott. Right into the hands of Tesh. Tesh gets it away to McDermott down the right sideline. Gets it ahead. Quincy King has got it. King back out into three-point territory to Tesh. Now to Wong. Dribbles into the paint. Puts up an off-balance shot. Too strong. Rebound to Talissa Herring. Herring gets the ball the near sideline. That's a Chassie driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Elise Schlake. Schlake down to McDermott. Down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Hastings leading 77-33 in the ball game. McDermott for three. Shot good. McDermott is actually the fourth leading three-point shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as percentage is concerned. McDermott knocking down 41% of her threes so far this year. She's nailed two in the last couple of minutes. And Hastings has hit 80. The Broncos leading Maine Fort Kent by a score of 80-33. Loud pass into Vallette is off of her fingertips out of bounds, and Maine Fort Kent turns the ball away again. Turnover number 17 on the Bengals here in the ballgame. Stacy Hamilcox now coming to the ballgame for the Broncos. So everybody that got on the bus has been in the ballgame now. So Hamilcox, a 5'3" freshman out of Bennington, Nebraska, down to the ballgame here for Hastings College as Jeff Dittman is able to play everybody in this opening round ball game of the national tournament. We're looking toward the future here. The 2010-2011 Broncos could be on the floor right here. Hastings with a lead 80-33 over Maine Fort Kent. Here's a Quincy King out here in three-point territory. Lobs it into the paint. That's a test with the ball. Circles around and puts up an off-balance shot. Good. Becky off of the baseline scores there for Hastings. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 82-33. Hastings in the lead. Amber Garrison with the ball down the right sideline. They lob it to Norsworthy. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky with the ball for Hastings. They get it ahead now to Hamilcost. Hamilcost to Quincy King out to Becky Tesh. Man-to-man defense here by Maine Fort Kent, but they have done absolutely nothing against Hastings in this ball game. Quincy King comes over here on the baseline left side. As they work it back around the three-point circle now, here's a long-range jumper put up there, no good by Hamilcost. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Tara Waltz. Long pass down the floor to Chassie. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Morgan Chassie scores. She has now got 8 points in the ball game. We see Jennifer Gold is also into the ball game now for Hastings College. As we approach the eight-minute mark here, Broncos with a lead at 82-35. Driving the baseline, shooting, and scoring there is Quincy King. King gets the field goal for the Broncos and is now 84-35 in favor of Hastings with 7:50 to play. Here in the basketball game, Amber Garrison with the ball over here on the wing on the right side to Talisha Herring. Herring takes it into the paint, stops there, puts up a little five-footer. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky Tesh, outlet pass goes to the far sideline. They get it to a Hamilcost. Hamilcost, a freshman out of Bennington, comes over here to Becky Tesh for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Amber Garrison. Garrison brings it back, one on three, holds up, gets it to Herring. Now she rockets up a three-pointer, shot no good. Ball loose on the baseline is picked up by Jennifer Gold. Gold has got it for Hastings College across the midcourt stripe. Gold comes over to Becky Tesh, drives. She's run into it. A foul is going to be called. A little hesitation there on the low block by Tesh. A couple of Bengals left her feet, and a foul is going to be called on Maine Fort Kent. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Herrick picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third personal for Maine Fort Kent. So the Broncos will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:15 to play here in this one. They lobbed it to a Melissa Thompson. Back outside to Quincy King. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball is tapped to the far sideline, picked up by Chassie. Drives the ball, shoots, and misses at the other end. Vallette with a rebound. Follow shot no good. Vallette with a rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Kristen Vallette scoring there for Maine Fort Kent. She has now got 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings now leading by a score of 84-37. In women's college basketball action here this afternoon, Quincy King out on top to Brittany Wong, drives it, throws it over on the right side to King. Her shot for three is good. Quincy King buries the three-pointer for Hastings. She's got about 5 points in the ball game. 87-37, the Broncos lead by 50. Maine Fort Kent back with the ball. On the wing on the right side is Garrison. Dumps it off in the lane to Vallette. Her shot is up there around Thompson. No good. Melissa taps the ball, and Hastings College comes down with it. Quincy King back the other way. Stops at the free throw line. Comes out to Havelkost. Now down in the corner right side to Wong. Shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong scores. And now we've got a timeout called here. That's the 14th Bronco to score in the ball game here this afternoon. And we got a timeout. 6:11 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 89, Maine Fort Kent 37.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op Pivot Tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel costs, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front Tractor Tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena. Opening round of the NAIA National Tournament here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. We'll have the second round game for you on Friday. That's at 12 o'clock noon. We're going to give away to the folks from College Fan Sports. John Thayer will have the game for you on the Friday as we will head for Branson, Missouri after this one. We'll have the Hastings College men's basketball game for you tomorrow night beginning at 9 o'clock against Cardinal Stritch, the opening round of the men's NAIA National Tournament. Here's Maine Fort Kent trying to finish things off as they work with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a shot by Herring that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Thompson. Hastings College has got it back the other way. Jennifer Gold goes down to the baseline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Wong. Rebound to Vallette for Maine Fort Kent. Outlet pass comes to the near side to Chassie. They work it into the lane. Driving for the hole is going to be Caesar, and the shot is up and in. Melissa Caesar is scoring there for Maine Fort Kent. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points, 5.5 minutes to go. 89-39. Here's a long-range jumper. Put up and in. Quincy King throwing up another three for Hastings. King now with 8 points in the ballgame. That's her season high. She put up six against Nebraska Wesleyan earlier this year. So Quincy King now with a season high 8 points in this ballgame. 92-39. Hastings with the lead. Here's a shot taken in the lane. No good by Herring. And the rebound comes down to Gold. Jennifer Gold runs her back the other way for Hastings. Stops here at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Hands it away to Brittany Wong. Now to King. Entry pass. They get it inside to Thompson. Wheels. Puts it up there in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Caesar. Caesar has got it now for Maine Fort Kent. Now to a Talissa Herring. She drives it down the right side of the lane, takes it down on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called here on King of Hastings. So Quincy King is hit with a personal foul. 4:41 to play in the ball game. Hastings 92, Maine Fort Kent 39. So going to the line will be Talissa Herring. She has got 10 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3. from the free throw line. She'll have two shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one is going to be no good. So Maine Fort Kent cannot set the record for the least points in a tournament game. That was 33. They're past that now at 39. The largest margin of victory was 78 here in the national tournament. Most points by the winning team, 112. Next shot is up there. It is good by Herring. It's now 92 to 40. Hastings leading by 52. Opening round game here in the national tournament. Here's Jennifer Gold out here on the wing to Stacey Havelkost. Now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott takes it to the free throw line, stops there. Goes over on the wing to Brittany Wong out to Havelkost. Havelkost left side of McDermott. Lobs it down low. Thompson grabs it. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Maine Fort Kent. Down the right sideline is Amber Gerritsen. Nice move. Takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebound to Havelkost for Hastings. Down the right sideline, Stacey's got it. A dribble into the offensive zone. Comes over here to a Brittany Wong. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it out to McDermott for three. Shot good. Sophia McDermott scores there for Hastings. She has now got 11 points in the ball game, and that is the 13th three-pointer that the Broncos have thrown up here in this ball game today. It's now 95-50. The Broncos have the lead. There's a shot down low by Volette, but she's going to be fouled into play here by Jennifer Gold. Gold picks up the foul for the Broncos. Volette goes to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. So Maine Fort Kent, the champions from the Sunrise Conference, for the fifth straight year, will go down to defeat here in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. Shot by Volette from the line is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Maine Fort Kent in the preceding four national tournament ball games been outscored by a margin of victory of 88-38. Can be darn close to that here in this one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Kristen Volette. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. It is 95-41. Hastings out on top. Here's a McDermott with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. Double team. Bounce pass. Comes out to Melissa Thompson. Thompson now to the right sideline to McDermott. Now to Gold. Back inside to Thompson. Loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Maine Fort Kent. Talisa Herring comes out there with the ball for the Bengals. Stomps around the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Volette. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Volette. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled into play. So Kristen Volette scores there for Maine Fort Kent. She has now got 15 in the ball game. She is hacked on the arm there by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 95-43, Hastings in the lead. The Broncos led at halftime 57-15. Just joining us, Hastings raced out to an 18-2 lead in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, and they have not even worked up a serious threat in this one. Shot is up there. It is good by Volette, so she cans one from the free throw line. She's been their offense. She's got 16 points here for Maine Fort Kent. And it's now 95-44. Hastings in the lead. Jennifer Gold over on the wing to Sophia McDermott. Holds it. Goes it to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. And almost got a lap full of Brittany Wong. And she was chasing after it right in front of us. 95-44. The Broncos turn it away. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's a Maine Fort Kent with the ball on the wing as a Herring dribbles inside, forces up a shot. Good. Talisa Herring scores there for Maine Fort Kent. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, 95-46. Hastings in the lead. Broncos come back with the basketball on the dribble. That's going to be a McDermott around the screen. McDermott takes it down to the baseline, puts up an off-balance shot and scores. Sophia McDermott now with 13 in the ball game, 97-46. Hastings with the lead with 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Amber Gerritsen with the ball. Out on top, Talisa Herring as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Herring spins in the lane, takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch by Volette of Maine Fort Kent. Tara Walls coming back into the ball game. Catherine Melton is going to check in for the first time as well for the Bengals. 97-46. Hastings with a lead with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. McDermott hands it away. Brittany Wong comes over to Jennifer Gold, fakes it, drives it on the low block left side, kicks it out to McDermott for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Talisa Herring. Herring has got it. Waist-high dribble across the midcourt stripe, stops at the free throw line, lobs it inside now to Volette. Vallette spins, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Here's a Brittany Wong coming back the other way for Hastings. Two on three, drives it to the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled. Well, it'll go offensively. It could be, and that's the case. Brittany Wong picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. Coming back into the ball game now for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. Going out will be Elise Lake. A minute and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings will win their 31st ball game of the season here this afternoon as Hastings is rolling along 97-46 over Maine Fort Kent. The Broncos, the number one seed, the number one ranked team in the nation, playing here in the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. Talissa Herring has got the ball, circles around to the top of the key, loses it, picked up by Vallette, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson down to Sophia McDermott. Broncos runner back the other way. McDermott all the way to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Sophia now with 15 points in the ballgame. That's not her season high. Sophia had 16 in the ballgame against the University of Sioux Falls. 99-46 is the score now. Hastings in the lead as we approach the one-minute mark here in this one. That's Amber Garrison just inside the ring. Goes to the free throw line to Vallette. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gold of Hastings. Jennifer, right-handed dribble. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out to a Stacey Havelkost. She will drive the baseline. Nice dish inside to Thompson. Her shot no good. Rebound loose. And it's finally going to be picked up here by the Bengals. Talissa Herring has got the ball from Maine Fort Kent. Now to Amber Garrison. Her long-range jumper put up there and in. Amber Garrison scores. She has now got 4 points in the ball game, 99-48. The only suspense we have here, gang, is if Hastings will hit 100. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Sophia McDermott is dribbling on the ball out here in three-point territory. Works it around the screen, moves it on the right baseline. Now they get it to Jennifer Gold. Here's an entry pass deflected away from Melissa Thompson, and the ball is brought out of there by Herring back the other way. Stops and sets for three. Her shot is up and in. Talissa Herring now with 16 points in the ball game, 9 seconds to go, 99-51 to score. Hastings in the lead, and now McDermott will just bring it across the midcourt stripe with a big smile on her face, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over an outmanned Maine Fort Kent team, 99-51. Hastings will move on to the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. They will play Grandview College out of Iowa. In the second round at 12 o'clock noon on Friday, we will have the game for you right here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at about 11:50. Again, the final score on this one, Hastings College beats Maine Fort Kent in the opening round of the national tournament. Final score of 99-51. Back with a recap after this.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Get amazing savings on Amana Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Great buys and savings on Amana Appliances. Plus, get up to a $300 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana stainless steel kitchen appliances. And up to a $200 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Amana color kitchen appliances. Offer good through March 20th. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena. The Hastings College women's basketball team opens up the NAIA National Tournament with a convincing 99-51 win over Maine Fort Kent here this afternoon. Hastings got out of the gates early. In fact, they hit their first 7 shots of the ball game. 4 of those were three-pointers. They raced out to an 18-2 lead in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, and the Broncos were never really threatening the contest here today. They led 57-15 at halftime. Went on the win by the score of 99-51. So the Broncos are now 31-3 on the season. Hastings will play Grandview in the second round of the tournament coming up on Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at about 11:45. Maine Fort Kent will make the long road trip, the 2,100-mile trip back to Fort Kent, Maine. Their record on the season, 19 wins and 9 losses. Talissa Herring led the way, 16 points for Maine Fort Kent, all 16 coming in the second half. Kristen Vallette also had 16 points, the only two girls to reach double figures for the Bengals. 8 points for Morgan Chassie, 4 points for Amber Garrison, 3 for Phyllis Fortune, 3 for Alicia Caesar, and 1 point for Angela Norsworthy. Maine Fort Kent, 13 out of 20 from the free throw line. Hastings College was 7 out of 10 from the line today. They were led by Lindsay Ducey, a season-high 32 points in the ball game today. Sophia McDermott had 15 points, also in double figures. Alicia Stadler with 10, but a slew of people got into the ballgame. In fact, everybody that made the trip got into the contest today for head coach Jeff Dittman. Kim Feynman ends up with 8 points. Brittany Wong with 2. Quincy King with 8. Becky Tesh with 9. Elise Schlake had 2. Heather McEwen had 9. Rachel Isherwood had 4. That wraps up the scoring for Hastings in the ballgame today as the Broncos put 99 points on the board and beats Maine Fort Kent by a score of 99-51. Stick around. The player of the game is up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
After the game, or anytime you're hungry for a good meal at a good price, stop at the Barrel Bar. Try one of their tender, juicy steaks, or hoist one of their famous hefty charburger meals, served with your favorite beverages in a relaxed, casual, comfortable atmosphere. It's homemade food at a down-home price. The Barrel Bar in Hastings, proud to support the Hastings College Broncos, and wishes the coaches and players good luck. The Barrel Bar, 1200 East South Street in Hastings. Join Jim and the gang today at the Barrel Bar.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Again, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Maine Fort Kent, 99-51. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And Lindsay Ducey leading the way today for Hastings. She had 32 points in the ballgame, 25 of those in the first half of play. Also in double figures was Sophia McDermott, came off the bench and scored 15 points. Alicia Stadler with 10 points in the ballgame. Here today, we'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our player of the game today for Hastings was Lindsay Ducey. No one could match up with her on Maine Fort Kent's basketball team here today. Ducey, 12 out of 17 from the field, also knocked down 4 3-pointers, was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, pulls down 12 rebounds, had 1 assist, and scored 32 points in the basketball game here for Hastings as the Broncos win the opening round game of the NAIA National Tournament as they blow out Maine Fort Kent by a score of 99-51. Lindsay Ducey, our player of the game today, here on 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Register now through March 24th for the Vital Signs Health Fair. Do it online at mlmh.org. There you will see the Vital Signs Health Fair button. Click on it and complete your registration. Your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Men age 50 and older who pre-register can receive the PSA test. New this year is the A1C to assist in diagnosing diabetes. Pre-registration is also required. It's easy to pre-register for the health fair online at mlmh.org.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Taking it back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena as Jeff Dittman joins us at courtside after Hastings demolishes Maine Fort Kent in the opening round of the national tournament's final score of 99-51. Coach, congratulations. The first win is always the tough one, and hopefully that's the case. Congratulations on the win. We move on.
Well, we got off to a very quick start. I think we hit our first 7 points, and you could tell that we were focused and ready to play, and so it's a good start to get off to.
Yeah, you hit your first 7 shots of the ball game. 4 of those 3-pointers raced out to an 18-2 lead, and by that time it was all bye-bye.
You know, it really was. There's not a lot you can say about a game like that when sort of everything goes right. You know, one of the things that stuck out to me was that at halftime we had only one turnover. We'd done a very good job of executing. I was actually surprised that we were under 50% shooting because it seemed like we were shooting a pretty good percentage. But wasn't much we did wrong that first half, and we kind of took them out of the game very, very early.
Hastings ended up shooting 47% for the ball game. He out-rebounded Maine Fort Kent by a margin of 58-31. Pretty good numbers, both shooting the ball and rebounding today.
Well, we thought we had an advantage. They were 5'11 at their two posts, and of course we have Alicia and Lindsay. And then Lindsay got off to a really good start by hitting a couple threes right away and really extending the defense for Maine. So we were able to take care of that. And then I thought Kim really had a nice ball game too, moving, pushing the ball down the floor, got some offensive rebounds, did a nice job defensively on her score. And, probably the only situation, we missed a couple of bunnies inside that we would have liked to have over, but you can't get greedy when you score 99.
Had 24 assists in the ball game here this afternoon as well. So Hastings putting it all together here in the opening round. But you know, I know it's going to get tougher. I was very impressed with the team you're going to see on Friday in the Grandview. Just a quick thumbnail on them.
You know, they're very tall. Their guards are 5'10". Everybody's 5'10 to 6 foot. We're really going to have our hands or our work cut out for us keeping them off the boards. They're pretty good in transition. There's going to be some matchup problems for us. But now on the other side of the coin, I do like our posts and some of the power that we can get inside. I thought if we ended up with Minot, even though they were a lot smaller, they were extremely quick, and that was going to be a challenging matchup. So, you know, we had a choice. We could have the really quick short team, or we could have the really tall team, and I don't think it really matters much one way or the other. But there's a couple of fundamental things we're going to have to make sure we take care of.
Good for your psyche to get out of the gates with a win like this?
You know, I think so. I've watched teams in the past come in, and if they struggle with that first game with that number 32 team or 31 team, it just seems like they get out of a rhythm. And I like the fact that we got out and got a quick start. I also like the fact that in the second half, even though we had a 40-point lead, the starters came back in and again executed well in the first 7 minutes or 6 minutes that they got to play. And so I think we're ready for the next round.
I think we got a good look at the future Broncos as well, as a lot of the teams, with a lot of the players playing the final 13 minutes of the ball game today.
You know, I thought they did a nice job offensively. We still got some work to do defensively, and we got to add a little size to that lineup. Boy, that lineup looks awfully short sometimes. We've got 3-5-3 people and a 5-4 person out on the floor, and so we got to do some recruiting and help them out with some height.
So again, Hastings picks up the win, 99-51 here this afternoon. Just not a whole lot to beat here this afternoon. You did everything right in this contest and really outplayed Maine Fort Kent right from the very beginning.
You know, I think we did what we were supposed to do, and I told the players at halftime. I said, you know, one of the things we want to do is we want to send a message to the next team that we've got the whole package and you got to be ready for us. And so. I'm sure Grandview's not afraid of us, but I do think we gave him some things to think about.
Okay, hopefully I can take a little bit of your luck down to Branson for the guys, and don't disappoint me. We'll see you on Saturday, all right?
I hope so.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College, getting the Broncos' wedding here today, 99-51 over Maine Fort Kent. We will take a break and come back. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
Hastings College winning this afternoon, final score of 99-51. Hastings ended up shooting 39 of 82 from the field today for 47%. They were 14 out of 25 in three-pointers for 56%. Hastings hitting 7 out of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. Maine Fort Kent, 17 out of 60 from the field today for 28%. They were 4 out of 11 on three-pointers for 36%. 13 out of 20 from the free throw line, 65%. Hastings ended up out-rebounding University of Maine Fort Kent by a margin of 58-31, including 19-6 on the offensive end. Hastings turned the ball over only 12 times in the ball game today, had 5 block shots and 14 steals. Maine Fort Kent had 17 turnovers, 5 block shots, and 4 steals. So the Bengals end up the season 19 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings College improves to 31-3. The Broncos will play Grandview College coming up in the second round on Friday at 12 o'clock noon. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 11:45. In the other games today so far in the tournament, Minot State lost to Grandview by a score of 63-53. Shawnee State all over Hastell Indian Nations out of Kansas, 79-40. And in overtime, Aquinas, Michigan upset second-seeded St. Francis of Indiana, 67-65. This next ball game will have a number one seed in the College of the Ozarks playing St. Thomas out of Florida. We will now head for Branson, Missouri. I will have the Hastings College men's basketball game for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings playing in the national tournament for the first time since 1995. Hastings will take on Cardinal Stretch out of Wisconsin. That'll be a late ball game tomorrow night. 9:15 will be the tip-off time. On the air with the pregame show with head coach Lance Creech at about 9 o'clock. But again, John Fair from College Fans Sports Network will have the Hastings College women's basketball game for you on Friday and Saturday if needed. So complete coverage of the Broncos here at the national tournament. We'll also have the state high school coverage for you on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's going to be a busy next few days at least for us here on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings knocks off the University of Maine Fort Kent. Opening round of the NAIA National Tournament, final score 99-51. That'll do it from Sioux City here this afternoon. From my producer and engineer, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by...